but we do know that there's other issues which determine patients' risk, and that includes the biopsy-provided MES-C score. And as you know, that's determined by certain characteristics in the biopsy, including the mesangial hypercellularity with more than four mesangial cells in any mesangial area of a glomerulus, with the M1 score being when that occurs in more than 50% of glomeruli, endocapillary hypercellularity, which is scored as an E1 if any glomerulus shows endocapillary hypercellularity, segmental glomerular sclerosis, which is again a focal lesion with S1 being any glomeruli involved. Again, then chronic changes of tubular atrophy or interstitial fibrosis, with a T1 lesion being when more than a quarter of the cortical area is scarred and T2 more than 50%. And then for the crescents, there's controversy to how to include that. But again, any crescent will give you a C1 score and more than 25% will give you a C2 score.